Alpharetta, Georgia. Welcome to the Prepare My Mission podcast, where our mission is to equip you for an effective mission trip abroad. We do that here by having honest conversations about what it looks like to live out our faith, not only on the international mission field, but here at home as well. Sitting across from me is my wife, Terry.
Hey, everybody.
I'm your host, CJ. And in this episode, we'll be discussing 8 reasons to go on a mission trip in 2016. Then we'll be answering a listener's question about our personal mission trip plans for 2016. And finally, we will update you on what new content we have on our website. So with that, let's get started. Terry, Christmas is over. New Year's Eve is behind us. The Christmas decorations are mostly put away.
Yeah.
Mostly. So it's a new year, a new start. Are you ready for 2016?
Yes, I am.
I feel like every blog and podcast at this time of the year is just all about goals and setting goals and
fresh starts and
new whatever.
Right.
And we're no different.
Right.
So we're going to talk about some of that today, right?
Exactly.
So did you have a good holiday season? We're back in the saddle.
Yeah, I did. You
back
know,
to work.
It always just goes by so fast. You anticipate it all year long and then it's over,
and
you know?
You realize that Christmas is still just 24 hours.
I know.
But the spirit lives inside of you, Terry.
Christmas was so much more exciting as a kid, you know?
Always is.
So.
Then we crush your hopes and dreams, and you really realize that
this is it.
This is it. Okay. So, you know, when we have kids later down the line, I feel like all of that Christmas, those
It'll
Christmas feelings will pick back up.
Yeah.
It's an ebb and flow.
Yeah, I agree.
So... Let's jump into this this conversation for this podcast. But before we do that, I have a quote for you, a quote of the episode. And the quote is from your friend Beth Moore.
Oh, yeah.
Your besties because you follow her on the internet, like we discussed in the last episode. The quote is, "Faith that remains unchallenged ordinarily remains unchanged."
Ooh.
Well, you already read that one.
I found that one for you.
Yeah. You're oohing your own quote that you
it's
found.
It's so good, though.
Yes. Faith that remains unchallenged ordinarily remains unchanged. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today on this episode. But basically, you know, throughout the Bible, God rarely leaves people unchallenged in their walk with him. And it's through those challenges that we grow and do amazing things in this world through him. Right?
Yeah, that's so good.
You know, so often we avoid, like we talk about a lot, we avoid challenges, we avoid, you know, difficult situations, but oftentimes those are the areas where we really grow.
Yeah, grow and change the most within those. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, okay. Well, with that great quote, we'll roll right into 8 reasons to go on a mission trip in 2016 or any other year. Keep listening. To go on a mission trip in 2016 or any other year. So if you're listening to this in 2017, it still applies, all right? So basically, we wanted to give you 8 reasons, 8 great reasons that we think you should go on a mission trip this year. You know, we're all about, on our website and other podcast episodes, we're all about providing you with just as many tools as we can to help you have a great mission trip. You know, fundraising ideas, culture shock, you know, prep stuff, spiritual prep stuff. But all of that is for nothing if you don't actually sign up for that trip in the first place and actually go, right? So we want to help encourage you at the beginning of this year when everybody's kind of talking about fresh starts and doing new things. We want to encourage you to actually take that step and sign up for a trip if you haven't, or sign up for another trip if you have a couple of years ago and now you're just kind of doing your thing, right?
Yeah.
So with that, let's jump into this. What is the first reason to go on a mission trip in 2016, Terry? Because I need you to convince me, because I'm not on board. I'm not going to go on a trip this year, okay?
Yes. Okay. So the first one is that we feel like it's a great opportunity to grow your potential as a person and also as a follower of Christ. And what we mean by that is,
what do you mean by that, Terry?
I like your example in the notes that you kind of take this.
We don't have notes. It's just a conversation.
Well, it is, but it has some kidding. Examples. But, you know, you kind of, when you see people who are doing extraordinary things with their life, you a lot of times wonder, man, I want to do that.
Or, like Carrot Top?
Totally out of left field.
I saw him trending on Twitter this morning.
Oh, that's Carrot Top?
Yeah.
Oh, I did
completely
not.
Completely irrelevant. Yeah. Let's go back. Okay. So I see people doing amazing things like
just anybody who's maybe started a nonprofit, right? Or people who are really taking ministries in your area and just doing incredible things in the community. You wonder, how do they get there, you know?
Yeah.
And how do I, because I think we've talked about this before.
I ask myself that all the time. How did I get here?
I think we all have that thing in us that wants to be a part of something big, you know, and wants to do something big. And I think that when we look at people who are impacting the world or their communities, and you kind of have that like, oh man, I want to do that, you know? And so a mission trip is a great way to take that first step, you know, because the people that are doing these extraordinary things, they started somewhere.
Yeah, it's like the guy that started Charity Water, or the people that started, you know, Compassion International, to name a couple, right? Like, they didn't wake up one morning and be like, you know what? I'm going to do that. I'm going to start that organization. I'm going to start this amazing, you know, child sponsorship program. No, they took baby steps to get there,
exactly.
Right? One thing led to another. And then starting that organization was the next step.
Right.
So, but it all, like you said, it all starts somewhere. And, you know, if you want to, your life to be kind of move in that direction and be characterized by, you know, growing and doing greater things, in your own life and in the name of Christ, then you need to take those baby steps.
Right.
And a mission trip this year could be that first
baby step. It's a great
option.
Yeah.
Cool.
Absolutely. So what's number two?
I almost want you to just do them all so I can poke at them the whole time and have my little sarcastic comments. But number two is a reason you should go on a mission trip in 2016 is to practice sacrificing and giving of yourself. So we've talked about some of this before, and our church talks a lot about this kind of a thing. But in our American culture, we're always tempted to assume that everything that comes our way, whether it's like our time, our money, or our influence, everything that comes our way is for us to consume. We assume that everything is ours to consume.
Right.
And that's just really not a biblical way to view your time, your money, and your resources.
Right.
And a mission trip is a great way to practice giving away what God has gifted us with,
exactly.
Right? So, you know, maybe you're a full-time working adult and you have some paid time, PTO time, paid time off, or maybe you're a college student and you've got summer vacation in between semesters. The assumption is that, well, that's my time. That's mine. That's my paid vacation. That's my summer break.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for me. When in reality, sometimes, you know, that's a gift from God in our lives to do something bigger with.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's the same with the money. And that's the same with influence and that kind of a thing. Do you have anything to add there?
Well, I mean, obviously, I think I agree with all of that. But
to know you don't disagree.
You know, I think we as Americans are just so naturally selfish people that I think a mission trip and
everybody's naturally selfish,
and that's
but
what
we're
I'm saying.
We're definitely
sorry,
more
I guess
poised.
I said me as Americans, but
we're
as
probably
people,
more prone to it here in America.
Yeah, as human beings, we're just naturally selfish people, and you know, I think a mission trip is such a great way to step out of that, and even if you know. Because even if you're going, and obviously you're giving up time, but most likely you're also giving of your own resources and finances to that specific trip. And so, you know, you just take on a whole new point of view with that. So I think it's great. I mean, it's good to learn to be selfless, you know, and serve others. So
yeah, and that's what a mission trip will kind of force you to do in a way, right?
Exactly.
When you sign up for it, you've committed to being selfless and donating, you know, probably to your own trip,
right?
At least somewhat, right?
Right. So and not to say even, and this may full circle later, but it's not even just of giving of your resources, but you're going to be called to be selfless the whole week that you're serving as well, you know? So it's just a really great way to learn that character,
practice
Christ-like
what that
quality,
feels
you know?
Like.
Yeah.
So what's the third reason? So the second reason you should go is because you need to give up all your stuff. No. It's really convincing, right? What's the third reason to sign up for a mission trip in 2016 and beyond?
So the third reason that we came up with was to actually impact someone's life. And
what?
And so we've quoted this before, I know, on this podcast and what we do, but our pastor always says, do for one what you wish you could do for everyone. And
that quote sticks with you.
Yeah, it's such a good quote. And it's so true, because sometimes we do want to take on the army. You know, we want to just change the world. And that's a great thing, but it's not always feasible. You know, it's not always tangible.
It's also super cliche.
Right. It is also super cliche. But it's like a mission trip is such a great opportunity to take, you know, that one thing you wish you could, you know, if you want to solve starvation or if you want to solve child labor or whatever it is, you know, that you're passionate about, you can't solve it for the whole world, obviously. It's too big of a problem. But a mission trip is such a great way to take that passion and go do that for one person, you know, or 10 people.
Yeah.
It makes
12.
Right.
Or 14.
It makes the problem smaller, you know, and something that you can actually impact.
Yeah.
So, and I think that's great.
Yeah. I don't really have anything else to add to that
one.
Okay.
Then what's number four?
The fourth reason you should sign up. Yes. I mean, you should sign up for a mission trip. I'm like a televangelist.
Yeah, I know.
you sign up for a mission trip in 2016 is to, and this one's kind of funny, I think, is to support your church's long-term missionaries that you've heard of but never really cared too much about.
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is, if you are, I guess this is probably a Southern thing or
probably
Southern, maybe Baptist kind of a thing or whatever. But if you go to a small to mid-range sized church, chances are your church supports missionaries. I think pretty much all churches do support missionaries.
But some churches will like adopt a missionary family.
Right.
You know, and like support them specifically.
Right. And then bring them to the service maybe once
Have
or twice a year to actually share what's going on. And what, at least growing up, what I experienced is that a lot of times churches are not very good at explaining that you can actually help, you specifically can help these missionaries,
right,
and you can actually go and serve with these missionaries.
Mm-hmm.
Did you experience that? Or was your church better at that?
No, I mean, we had a missions program that focused on certain projects, but I will say growing up, now they do things differently now, but growing up, I feel like you never kind of knew, you didn't know that was a door that was open for you to serve with and help with, you know. It's kind of just like, all right, here's these people, you know, every 5 years or whatever.
And then they would go. And then you'd be like, okay, well, that was an interesting service, I guess, and leave. But, explaining that there are amazing ways for you to go and serve alongside those people, and that's actually helpful.
Yeah.
You know, you're a couple people in your family are long-term missionaries.
Right.
And they love it when teams come and help. And have they talked to you more about that?
Yeah, I mean, they plan and they look forward to having, you know, teams from churches to come. And whether it's a team from, you know, one or the other's home church, or if they're just random churches, you know, it's obviously more meaningful when it's people from their home church, you know.
Right.
There's just a different connection there, but when they're able to host teams, they're able to get so much more done. And not only that, it's refreshing for them. I mean, if you put yourself in a long-term missionary shoes, you're away from things that are familiar and family for months to years at a time. And so for you to get involved as a church member, you know, and send your support and especially and go on a mission trip. It refreshes them, you know.
I think I always used to think that, you know, they didn't like when teams would come in because they feel like they have to babysit them like, all right, well, we're going to go souvenir shopping on this day. And then this day we're going to go, you know, stare at an orphanage. You know what I mean? Like it was boring or annoying. But since being married to you and learning more firsthand what that looks like, it's a great motivator for them. A huge encouragement when teams pass through. And even when we were in Honduras this past year, you know, we joined up with an organization that had long-term missionaries in Honduras. Mm-hmm. And they loved when teams came through because it was just such a huge boost and push. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously more hands makes quicker work and that kind of thing. But
just the morale, all that to say,
you know, a great reason to go on a mission trip in 2016 is to support your church's long-term missionaries.
And two, it's so on that, it's so important to know what your church is supporting, you know, because this is who you tithe to. And this
you might go on the trip and realize that, oh, these people are not doing it right. And then you have a reason to leave.
not where I was going with that. It's important to be connected to what your church is praying for and where they're giving. And you know, when you go and you visit these missionaries and you serve with them, you see their world, you know, and you see it through their eyes. And it completely changes, I think, your involvement with your church.
Yeah.
Your dedication to tithing to your church. You know, I think it changes all that. It becomes more real for you.
Yeah.
And then you're more committed to your church. You know, I think there's just a lot of benefits that come from that. So I think that's a huge point.
So is it your turn to do number five or is that me?
You can go ahead.
Okay. Number five, the fifth reason to go on a mission trip in 2016 is to challenge and grow your faith. So a mission trip, if you've gone on one, you surely know this, a mission trip will challenge and grow your faith in about 100 different ways. Mm-hmm. And who doesn't want to grow their faith? Who doesn't want to push their faith to be more reliant on God and really like, you know, establish that as a foundation in your life.
Right.
And, you know, in our culture, we're so self-reliant. We're so we take care of ourselves really, really well that we really don't have to rely on a God or on Jesus. Right. But a mission trip will change that.
Yes, it
when
will.
You have to trust God for the money to make it happen. You have to trust God for others to walk with you through the journey and support you. You have to trust God to give you love for the people you meet and your teammates.
Right.
You have to trust God for grace when you mess up on the mission field and really screw something up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and so it really teaches you to walk moment by moment and day by day with God in a very unique way.
Yeah.
So that's a great reason to go on a mission trip. Do you have anything to add there?
Just very minor, but obviously those are huge. You know, and I think we all need to grow in our reliance and faith on God, you know.
Yeah.
But I think too, and I know these kind of run together in some ways, but it changes your perspective, you know, and I've already kind of hit that a little bit, but it changes your entire perspective on God, on you, on your circumstances at home. It puts yourself in other people's shoes, you know, and it grows a lot of character in you.
Yeah.
And it you know, the point was challenge and grow your faith. And I think alongside that is challenge and grow your character, you know.
Yeah.
Because when you're in another country and you're serving people who have a quarter of the amount of things that you have, and you see the joy in their faces and the joy they can find in simple conversation, it changes you, you know? And then God grows all kinds of things and stirs these things like gratefulness and kindness and compassion and all those things that we all know we should have, you know? That's how those things grow, you know, or that's one way.
Yeah, so. And I would just add before I let you do the sixth one, it's just, you know, sometimes a lot of times we feel stagnant in our faith. We feel like we're not growing like we should be.
Mm-hmm.
We're you know, maybe stuck in our devotional life and that right. kind of a thing. We just don't feel like yeah. we're making progress. Yeah. And I think sometimes it's because we need to mix things up and yeah. we need to put what we've learned into practice, mm-hmm. Put what we've read into practice. And that when we just read, I mean, I personally think, yeah. now I don't have any biblical basis for this, but there are seasons where there's a season of like where you're filling yourself up and reading a whole lot. Yeah. And then there's a season where you're pouring out and yeah. you're action oriented, yeah. right? And if you don't have that ebb and flow and you're just doing your 15 minutes every morning, it's going to get stagnant eventually. Right. That we have to push ourselves and challenge our faith by doing things. And I think a mission trip is a great way to do that. Yeah. So if you're feeling stagnant, it might be a great way to get unstuck.
Yeah. And I think that's a great point. And personally, I was kind of in that place before we went to Honduras last year.
Yeah.
You know, or, you know, however many months ago. And not that I felt like I wasn't growing, but, you know, sometimes you go through seasons, like you said, where you just don't feel like you're connecting with God the way you have in the past, you know. And for us to go on a mission trip completely changed that.
Yeah.
You know, it was huge for my personal walk. So that's a great point.
So do you want to do the sixth reason to yes. go on a mission trip okay. this year?
So number six.
Or any other year?
So number six is to practice sharing your faith.
Oh, that doesn't sound like
right?
a good reason to go.
It doesn't sound fun. No, sharing's scary, you know? And I think growing up as a Christian or being a Christian in today's world, it's intimidating, you know? It's much easier to just kind of not ever say anything, you know? And,
yeah,
oh,
we've
yeah,
talked
I'm a
about
Christian,
that a good bit.
But, yeah, and it is scary. But I think that, and this kind of goes back to our relying on God part, but, you know.
Doesn't everything.
I see what you did there. But yeah, I mean, I think that when you go on a mission trip and you're having to actually force yourself to share your story and be prepared to share your story and, you know, what your life was like before God, how you met God and what your life is now, you know, you learn to rely on God for the words to say in those moments.
Yeah.
And I think that is such a sweet time. And for me, like in the past when I've shared and there have just been words that come out that you literally are like, oh wow, where did that come from? Those are sweet moments that you have seeing God work through you, you know? And as a female, I use the word sweet, but
yeah.
But it is, it's like you're seeing God's power and the power of the Holy Spirit work through you, you know? And yeah, it's good to practice to share your faith, but sharing your faith also lets you experience God in new ways, you know?
Yeah, I would just say it a little bit more bluntly that, you know, if you really believe what you claim to believe, at some point, you know, we need to actually share that.
Yeah.
And that's, I mean, I'm challenging myself, you
oh,
know,
yeah.
right? You know, and a mission trip is a great way to kind of push you to, and almost force you to do that at some
right.
point, right? You're going to have to say something, hopefully, right?
Yeah.
You know, that, and hopefully then when you get back home, you kind of have that in your system a little bit and be more courageous and confident to
right.
do that in your actual normal life, you know, with acquaintances and stuff.
Yeah, no, that's great.
So do you want me to jump into the
yeah.
point seven here? The
Go for it.
Seventh reason, we're almost done. We're almost just hang in there. I know you're convinced. I know you're like, I'm signing up. I'm ready to go. But I feel like maybe there's a few other stragglers. So we've got two more points. I'm so lame.
You're good. What's point number seven?
Oh, point number seven is to make yourself more. Reason to go on a mission trip is that it will make yourself make you more compassionate towards others going on mission trips.
Yes,
this is kind of a side thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think a little bit. That's why it's point seven.
Yeah.
But we're going to wrap up strong. But, you know, confession is, you know, a confession I have is that sometimes I get annoyed and cynical when I receive fundraising letters from friends going on trips.
Yeah.
You know, I tend to think stuff like, you know, he's going on a mission trip, really?
Yeah. Or another one. Yeah.
Or, yeah, she's going on another trip and asking for money again.
Yeah.
Do you feel the same way?
Yes, I do.
I bet people
so you're
listening.
Not alone.
Okay.
You're not alone.
I bet a lot of others feel that way too.
Yeah.
But I also know that I've been in that situation a lot, right?
Yeah. Where
CJ's going on another trip. Good grief.
Just got back.
I also know that if I've recently been on a trip, I usually have a lot more compassion and more of a giving spirit when those letters do arrive.
Definitely.
Because, you know, I get cynical because I think that person is not ready for a mission trip, or that person's completely, he's super immature. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's not going to work out well. But I also know that I was in that spot, right? I was super immature. Still partly am, maybe, probably. But, you know, years ago, like, I was not ready to go on a mission trip. I was super immature, and I did not do that much when I was overseas. But I know that God used that as stepping stones to, you know, put us where we are today, where, you know, we are being more effective and more helpful than we have in the past, right? Yeah. And I think God can use that in these other people's lives, right?
Yeah. I mean, I would agree 100% with that. I was also not ready to go on a mission trip. But like, God uses it as stepping stones, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's great. And I also think even with that, on another point on that same topic, is sometimes when people come home and they want to share, it's easy to be like, okay, you know, and you nod and you don't really connect with it. But if you've been on a mission trip, you can connect so much more with people who just come back and are sharing, you know. You can,
so it just all around makes you more compassionate and more
helps you relate. And absolutely. So I think that's a great point.
What's the last, you want to do the last one? What's the last reason to go on a mission trip in 2016?
So point number eight, or reason number eight, is to obey the Great Commission. And we...
Well then, there's that.
Yeah, so there's that. We came across a quote recently that I think really sums this up well. It says, "Whatever we do, we must not treat the Great Commission like it's the Great Suggestion." I think that's so on point, because it's so easy for us to belittle the Great Commission and say, oh, well, you know, that's not for me. I'll live a good life, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, Jesus is very specific in what he says in the Great Commission. And, you know, we're called to be faithful to that. And what better way to be faithful to that than take that step and sign up for a trip and go, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's really important. Do you have any other thoughts on
that? No, I mean, that you nailed it. And I'll just kind of wrap it up a little bit that, you know, to recap these 8 points, 8 reasons to go on a mission trip in 2016. 1, grow your potential as a person and a follower of Christ. 2, practice sacrificing and giving of yourself. Actually impact somebody's life is 3. Challenge and grow your faith. Practice sharing your faith. Make yourself more compassionate towards others. Obey the Great Commission. And, you know, I'm like recapping that, and like, don't you want this list to be true of your life? I mean, I want it to be true of my life in 2016. Like, these paint an amazing mental image of the direction I want my mind and heart to go this next year, right?
Right.
Not unattainable, you know? They're real, they're practical, they're things we can actually do. And I think they're things that all of us need to pursue if we call ourselves Jesus followers, right?
Right.
Those are our 8 reasons. And hey, we're not going to leave you hanging right here. If you need a place to start trying to figure out where you could go in 2016, we have a great resource. It's called our Find a Trip page. It's a trips page on our website. And if you visit preparemymission.com/trips, you'll find a bunch of 2016 mission trips all over the world from a handful of organizations that we actually personally know and trust. So if you need a place to start, check with your local church. But if that doesn't work out, check out our trips page and get clicking and see if something lines up with what you're...
With what you're looking for.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. I had a very long train of thought
there.
Yes, you
did.
I needed help. Sometimes you just get stuck.
It's hard to record off a whim, you know?
Yeah, just like if you need a trip, just can't get it out. Okay. Well, What did you think about this list? If you have something else to add, or if you think we missed something, or if you're going to sign up for a 2016 mission trip, we would love to hear from you. You can tweet at us on Twitter at PrepMyMission, or leave a comment on our Facebook or Instagram at PrepareMyMission, or you can email us at podcast@preparemymission.com. And with that, we will move on to our listener question for this episode, so stay tuned. This episode's listener question comes from Mason. Mason tweeted at us and asked, "Do you guys actually go on mission trips? What trips are you going on next year?" So Terry, I'm going to interpret that as what are your plans for 2016? Yeah. Well, so I thought this would be kind of fun to talk about for a minute.
I mean, we've actually just recently started talking about it, mm-hmm. you know, with it being the beginning of the year. We definitely want to go back to Honduras.
Yeah.
I think both of us feel the call to go back there with the same organization, Connect Global.
We went to Honduras. Sorry, I didn't mean to
interrupt. Oh, no, go ahead.
We went to Honduras last year for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And a future podcast episode we should probably talk about is the value of investing in the same community over time.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we believe that's, you know, probably that's the best way to do mission work is to pick a place and invest in it.
Right.
And that's what we're going to do. We're going to go back to the same place in Honduras this next year and continue to work there.
Yeah. So we're really excited about that. I mean, we don't have all the details planned yet, but we're getting there.
Yeah.
We're starting.
Probably do that. We will probably go on a trip over the summer. Looks like in June.
Mm-hmm.
And then... there's potentially, I don't know if this is actually going to happen yet, but I might go on a mission trip with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
It would be his first time out of the country and first mission trip. So who knows?
Huge,
that may or may not come to pass depending on how work goes and time off from work and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, all those practical things that have to happen and fall into place. But we're definitely going to go on on a trip and then potentially might go on another trip. With my dad and kind of show him that world and, you know, basically it'd be cool to view that mission trip experience through his eyes because it'd be his first time. And then we've also just been talking about personally, you probably didn't expect us to actually go this deep, did you? Just personally, mission work at home, you know, because we believe that, you know, we should be doing stuff overseas and at home.
Right.
And this year, we're intentionally planning to interact more with acquaintances and strangers and share our faith,
mm-hmm.
you know, and really kind of take that to heart. And like, if we really believe what we believe, let's do this.
Right.
And quite literally, let's put our money where our mouth is. And we found to share just a little bit more, we have friends that started a website called, I know this is so random off the bat called encountersofhope.com. And basically what they do is they give you an opportunity to share your faith with an acquaintance or a stranger. And what you do is you go to their website, encountersofhope.com. They're a nonprofit, and you can buy basically Visa gift cards. You can buy Visa gift cards in 25, 50, or 100. And then in your normal everyday life, you can practice sharing your faith by giving somebody one of those cards. It's got real money on it. You're basically really putting your money where your mouth is when it comes to sharing your faith. And you know, how much would you pay to share the gospel with somebody?
Right.
And this card enables you to do that. You give them the card, then they go onto the Encounters of Hope website. And before they can activate the card, which has real money on it that you buy, they have to watch a quick little video just about the gospel and like this crazy encounter that they had with somebody giving them money on the street. So we've budgeted a little bit for that every month just so that we can really start to practice sharing our faith monthly here in our everyday lives in Alpharetta.
Because I think for us...
Did that make sense? Did I explain that well?
Yeah, I think so, Grant. I know what it is, but it sounds normal, or that sounded good to me. But I think for me personally, too, doing that is so good because it challenges me to be aware of who's around me.
Yeah.
it is so easy for me to, you know, your everyday, you go to work, you go to the grocery store, you come home, you know, or whatever your routine is. And it's just so easy to not pay attention to what's going on around you.
Yeah.
And I think for me, you know, and I'm almost kind of hesitant to give the card out because it's like, yeah. Oh no, let me wait, you know, but it's just, it's good for me because it challenges me to keep my eyes open, you know, see who's around me and I look for that opportunity, which
look for an opportunity to give these cards away so that they can, you can say, you know, hear hey, here, you know, just wanted to share this with you really quickly or just hand it or,
right.
And then they'll get a quick, short, little encouraging, message about Jesus before they can activate that card and get that right. 25, 50, or 100 bucks.
Yeah, so pretty cool.
So that might be worth the price of admission here. You know, listen to the podcast this far is go check out their website at encountersofhope.com. It's a totally legit nonprofit, and they'll take care of you and walk you through their program. But it's a great way to, again, kind of push yourself and force yourself to engage with the people around you in your everyday life. If you have a question that you'd like answered, you can email us at podcast@preparemymission.com or send us a message on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. And before we wrap up the podcast here, we'd like to recap what we have new on our website. We are not just a podcast. We have a website. It's called preparemymission.com. And there we have a bunch of free resources and downloads and articles where you can equip yourself physically, mentally, and spiritually for your upcoming mission trip. And we have a brand new 2016 mission trip prep guide. It's updated. It has an updated packing list. It looks different, and it has new spiritual prep questions. So if you are going to plan a mission trip in 2016, it's a great download, kind of walk you through that process. You can go to preparemymission.com/2016 if you want to download that. You can also just click through. It's one of the scrolling banners on the homepage there. And before we wrap up the podcast, quick housekeeping note. We might start backing off a little bit on the number of podcast episodes that we release. We're going to try and do them every other week, but it might end up being every 3 weeks or so, maybe occasionally once a month, just because we're working on, not forever, just for right now, because we're working on so much new stuff for the website. The podcast takes a lot of time to prepare, a lot of time to record and edit, more than just the 30 minutes or 40 minutes that you actually download. But so we're going to do as many as we can, but just letting you know, to be like, hey, I thought they were doing it every other week, and now they're not. It's just an ebb and flow, you know, so we're going to create some content, get it ready for the website, and then we'll probably ramp right back up. Cool?
Cool.
Cool. Just making sure you're on board with that. And that's it for this January episode of the podcast. We'll have another podcast for you soon, probably the first Tuesday of February, or sooner if we feel motivated. Between now and then, be sure to check out the website. Check out that mission trip prep guide. And you can find the show notes on our website as well at preparemymission.com/podcast. Finally, if you visit our home on the web, you'll find links to our Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram. And we just started up our Snapchat. We're really trying to get that going. You can add us on Snapchat at PrepMyMission. Not the full Prepare My Mission, just Prep My Mission, because Snapchat doesn't like long usernames. And that's it. Until next time, I'm CJ.
I'm Terry.
And thank you for listening.